ViralSolutions.net. Insights from CMWorld 2022, The Truth About Digital Fatigue. To view this article and to follow along, click the link in the show notes. Yesterday was the second and final day, officially, that is, of the Content Marketing World 2022 virtual experience. Just like day one, which shed some light on the importance of brand voice, it resulted in many valuable takeaways for our team, one being the truth about digital fatigue. The session, Fight the Fatigue, How to Create Engaging Digital Experiences That Connect and Convert, by Mark Bornstein, VP of Content Marketing at ON24, was too good not to share. So, we thought we'd give a rundown and offer up our thoughts. Fatigue, or the actual underlying problem, can have a negative impact on your business. If you don't understand it and give prospects what they really want, you'll struggle to convert them into customers. First things first, what is digital fatigue? Essentially, digital fatigue is a type of mental exhaustion or burnout brought on by excessive use of technology. Although we've talked about Zoom fatigue in the past, this concept is a little broader. It's not limited to Zoom, but all digital channels, including social media, email, apps, and more. The idea is that spending too much time in front of screens and using too many digital tools at once can leave people feeling worn down. As a result, they become disengaged. Research shows that digital fatigue is a real issue. You may have even experienced it yourself. But the question is whether it's currently to blame for poor engagement among consumers. How digital fatigue looked during the pandemic versus now. To dig into the truth about digital fatigue, it's worth comparing how it looked during the pandemic versus now. After all, the event introduced a major shift in the amount of technology we use and the frequency with which we use it. With lockdowns in place and face-to-face interactions becoming restricted, people had no choice but to turn to digital means of communicating, learning, shopping, and more. According to a 2021 survey from Pew Research Center, many individuals struggled with the change. 41% reported feeling worn down or fatigued from spending too much time on video calls. 68% stated digital interactions were useful, but not a replacement for real contact. And 33% said they tried to cut back the amount of time spent on the internet. Additionally, Deloitte's 2021 Connectivity and Mobile Trends Survey revealed that 32% of U.S. consumers felt overwhelmed by the number of devices and subscriptions they needed to manage. But what about now? During this presentation, Bornstein brought up some great points encouraging a change in how we look at digital fatigue. Due to everything that went on in the last few years and the push for digital experiences, we're assuming poor performing content today is the real result of the audience being sick of staring at screens. But that's not true. A quote from Mark Bornstein, quote, "It's not that these people are fatigued, they're just tired of bad marketing," end quote. Ultimately, it boils down to audience expectations. People have grown used to what has been done before. They expect more out of every experience brands deliver. What it means for your business. If your content hasn't been performing well, it may sting to hear that it's an issue on your part and not the result of actual digital fatigue. But the fact is, you can't do the same thing expecting the same results. It takes more and better interactions to convince people to connect and eventually convert. According to a 2021 study by Forrester on buying behavior, in 2019, it took 17 interactions with customers to encourage them to buy. In 2021, it took 27 interactions with customers to encourage them to buy. In the current landscape, you can't keep blaming the audience or the channels. You need to look closely at what you're doing and how you can improve. More specifically, you need to meet those new audience expectations and give them what they truly want. A quote from Mark Bornstein, quote, "With every content channel, you need to be thinking about, am I engaging this audience as effectively as I can?" End quote. How to deliver digital experiences that engage. Quote, "People today have less patience for mediocre marketing. We need to focus our content around delivering an incredible and engaging user experience." End quote. Number one, take personalization up a notch. Your audience won't engage if they don't find your content valuable to them specifically. That's why you should take personalization up a notch. Dig deep into what they want and would benefit from. Analytics can work to your advantage here, and give it to them. product recommendations, social groups, webinars, additional learning, etc. Number 2, make interaction fun and easy. A big part of today's so-called digital fatigue results from passive content. People no longer want to just read and listen. They want to participate. So make interaction fun and easy for them at every touchpoint possible. Like, ask questions on social media via surveys or polls. Encourage discussion on webinars and add quizzes to landing pages. Number 3, be authentic and human. Bland content from faceless brands is becoming obsolete. Now, content needs to come from a place of authenticity. Your audience is much more likely to engage with your content if they can tell it's coming from a real person. Don't be afraid to be human. Your audience expects and will appreciate it. Number 4, use distraction to your advantage. During his presentation, Bornstein noted that it's normal for people to get distracted, so you might as well distract them with your own content. But what does this mean? It means you should let go of the idea that your audience needs to be completely focused on the content they're consuming at the moment, like a webinar. Instead, give them the chance to explore and engage with you in a different way. Add an interactive chat, a survey, links to relevant articles, links to guides, etc. Here's the takeaway. People can and do suffer from real digital fatigue. But more often than not, it's not to blame for poor performing content. Today's consumers are just sick of poor marketing and have become to expect more out of experiences with brands online. So, make it a priority to change how you do things to meet audience expectations. CM World 2022 may be over, but rest assured, our team is already putting what we've learned into practice. If you struggle with producing effective content for your business, check out our content marketing blogs for more tips. And if you need additional help with your marketing, reach out for a free consultation at viralsolutions.net. At Viral Solutions, we're committed to seeing you succeed. It's our goal to grow your business with proven digital marketing strategies that'll help your business for the long haul. Stay up to speed in the ever-changing world of marketing. Sign up today for free monthly marketing tips, loopholes, and news to explode your return on investment. Click the link in the show notes to enter your email address and sign up for our newsletter. And share your knowledge and gain exposure by becoming a guest author on our blog. Learn how to write for us by clicking the link in the show notes.